Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. I hope you've all been enjoying the first week of summer. It's amazing outside, the weather, and hopefully y'all get a chance to go out and enjoy that. My name is Steve. This is Asian Wave 101, broadcasting for CITR 101.9 from the beautiful campus of University of British Columbia. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. So we're going to start it off real simple. We got a nice song from Jay Chou, and it's called Dream, or in Chinese, it's called 梦想启动, which is actually translated to Get Your Dream Moving or Start Dreaming. And it's a motivational song. It's all about, you know, getting out there, doing your best to do what you love, you know, achieving your dreams. And no matter how many times you fall, just getting right back up. We also have some interesting news this week, especially one involving one story from South Korea, and it's interesting to say the least. So that's coming up a little bit later. Right now we have music, Jay Chou on CITR 101.9, Asian Wave 101.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
That was Jay Chou's Dream, or Get Your Dream Moving. I hope that you were motivated by that song, because it is a very motivational song, and I feel like that sometimes people in general just need to be inspired, that they need to know that no matter what happens, as long as they believe and they get up and keep trying, everything will be okay. So moving on from that, though, we have the next song is from a female singer who we have featured before, also known as the Young Empress of Heaven with the giant lungs because of her vocal power and her vocal range. Jem is back on the show, this time with an emotional ballad called A-I-N-Y, or simply Aini, which means love you. It's a very good song, and I feel that it's another soothing ballad from a very good vocalist, and those are just hard to come by these days. So that's coming up right next, and right up right now, and I hope you enjoy that. That was Jem's Aini, Love You, and I hope you love that song, because clearly she's saying that she loves you, so it's only right to show a bit of love back. But again, Mandopop, I feel, really does ballads well. I'm not too sure exactly what it is, but I guess maybe it's just because the Mandarin language, the way it's structured, When I told that to one of my friends, he actually said, oh, is it because it's a sad and depressing language? And I said, no. But then again, I have a lot of friends that like to tell these bad jokes. Moving on now, we're going to head over to Korea for this next one for a 6-member boy band that goes by the name VIX. Now, if you're curious how that's spelt, it's V-I-X-X. And apparently, it's an acronym for Voice Visual Value in Excelsis. I don't really know how that came to be, and I don't think I'll ever really find out. That's an interesting thing about K-pop. The groups seem to love their obscure acronyms, because once you really think about it, VIX, Voice Value, Voice Visual Value in Excelsis, that's not really VIX, that's V. But we'll never get to the bottom of this. But anyway, VIX is a very good boy band. They're actually very interesting, very unique in their concepts and how they go about promoting their songs. They each time, when Korean bands, whenever they come back, they have this new concept, I guess. And each time, they've always done something a little darker, a little more kind of fantasy and fairy tale-ish. They were actually vampires. The concept was vampires for one of their comebacks. And this one, the song is called Eternity, which was released last month. And the concept is that it's talking about a love story that was found in a particular moment in time that it lasts for an eternity. This love story at one time that will be forever. So it's a very good track. I think definitely one of the best from a boy band from Korea this year. So let's give that a listen. VIX, Eternity, coming up now.
Love is a nightmare. 감사합니다. 기적은 내게 와주었어 처음부터 우린 시작됐어 너의 모든 것을 전부 알고 있기에 난 자신이 있어도 차가워 사랑하지 너무 두렵고 끔찍해 난 목을 꿨어 네가 나를 막 떠나갔어 영원히 네가 들어도 말 안 되는 꿈이잖아 널 내가 이룰 리 없을 거고
떨어지지만 말아다오 아니 내가 널 안 놓을게 사소한 걸 이제 내가 다 받아줄게 나 사랑하지 너무 두렵고 끔찍해 난 목을 꿨어 네가 나를 막 떠나갔어 영원히 네가 들어도 말 안 되는 꿈이잖아 널 내가 이룰 리 없을 텐데
네가 떠난 나의 모습은 꿈속이라도 싫어
갑자기 흐려지는 너도 나오질 않는 나 문대기가 두려워 지금 그대가 다시 나좀
네가 없는 현실 네가 도망가는 꿈속 마치 메비우스의 띠처럼 돌고 또 도는 우리 둘 역시 넌 다시 나를 떠나려고 한다 뒤돌자마자 네 팔을 붙잡아 갈타면 가봐 널 향해 두근대는 내 심장 밟고 떠나가봐
No right now 끔찍하는 몸을 꿨어 우리 전부터 모든 것을 시작해 그게 너였어 모든 게 다 그대로야 날 네가 떠나도 잘라도 자리는 밤이 끝없이 날 찾아
영원한 꿈속
That was Vix's Kijuk Eternity. Very good song, like I said before. Vix is definitely a very, very solid group. They come up with something very different each time. And their concept, their overall image as a group is something that's not very easy to find in Korean music. Everyone else is usually one of two. They're either being the bad boy or they're being the lonely boyfriend who is, or lonely boy in general, who is looking for love or lost a love. So definitely go check out Vix. For this next song, we have Super Junior M, the Mandarin subunit of Korean group Super Junior. They sing this one. It's a Mandopop song. They'll sing this one in Mandarin. And it's from their second full-length album, Breakdown. And the song is called Breakdown. It's a good song. I definitely think you're going to like this one. Trust me on this one.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
and we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Hello, dude buddies. You are listening.
Welcome back. And right now, and right before the break, you heard Super Junior M's Breakdown. I told you you were going to really like that song because it's just so catchy. When I first heard that song, it got stuck in my head and it immediately went onto my iPod. But if that's not enough for you to support the group, maybe then you should support the group for Henry Lau, who is a Canadian artist, a Chinese Canadian artist from Toronto who went to Korea to pursue his dreams of being a musician. So definitely, if you don't like support Super Junior M, maybe not for the music, but definitely support our locals who are out there doing big things. So this next one is a track from Korean girl group Kara, and it's called Suknyaga Motte, which means Damaged Lady. This was the last track that they released as a five-member group of the, not really original, but the lineup that is most well-known in Kara. And right now, they're going through an audition process called Baby Kara, where they're finding two new people to replace the two members that recently left the company. So this song is all about resentment. It's about a girl who recently had a breakup, but at the same time, she just seems so furious that he seems to be everywhere. He doesn't seem to be able to kind of just leave her alone, and that's what this is all about. Damaged Lady, resentment. Hope you like it.
I'm not
That was Kata's Damaged Lady, a song about resentment, which I'm sure all the ladies or just anyone in general has felt at some point. Definitely keep an eye on Kata. They're currently in the midst of the Baby Kata audition process. It should be wrapping up soon, so everyone, please continue to support Kata. This is not the first time that they've had a lineup change, and the last time that they did, they came back even stronger. So I personally am looking forward to the new members and to see what they could bring to an amazing group. But right now, it is that time of the week where we catch up on some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world and maybe peep into the celebrities' personal lives a little bit more. This is Asian Entertainment News. So first up on Asian Entertainment News from Taiwan, Aaron Yan has decided he is going to terminate his Weibo account. So the 27-year-old Fahrenheit member is loved for his good looks and his acting, but that clearly isn't everything as he has deleted his account followed by 16 million fans on due to a slew of negative comments, and this happened on June 19th. He explained his actions on Facebook, saying that the air, the atmosphere is so bad, he can't stand it. The star added that he had been thinking about stopping the use of Weibo for a long time because people often post emotional comments on all of his posts, and they all seem to be directed towards him, and they also publicize his private messages. So these actions made him feel extremely disrespected and helpless. He said that the offenders are not media, they're his fans. So then on Facebook, he wrote, "Do I have to act dumb about your emotional comments? When I reply emotionally, it's targeted at the emotions that you express in your comments, but you publicize everything to everyone as if I'm addressing everyone. Some people are obviously trying to rile me up and exaggerate my words. When there's so much emotion and abusive words in the comments, how much more do you think I can take?" So at the same time, he speculated that whether his fans actually love him or if they're all just trying to hurt him. And he wrote that he was experiencing a lot of heartache, but he couldn't really do or say anything about it. In the end, he laments that his privacy is being invaded, and he expresses that people don't seem to know how to respect the word privacy and publicize messages however they like, whenever they like. How am I supposed to trust you when your motives are so questionable? So I can honestly understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, I feel that as a celebrity, you kind of have to be willing to give up some of your private life. But hopefully this dies down soon, and hopefully some of these fans know how to calm down a little bit, because if they really are trying to hurt him, they're doing a fairly good job. It really is a shame that for every single supporting fan, there is someone out there who's, I guess, a little bit crazy. So moving on, this one coming from China, but about a Singaporean singer. Stephanie Sun was sent to the hospital after a concert in Chongqing, China last night. Although she had been feeling unwell since June 11th, she insisted on completing her Kepler World Tour. So during the concert, she didn't really seem like she was sick, and she sang and danced to a lineup of 30 songs for a 50,000 strong crowd. However, at the end of the concert, it's alleged that she had to be supported by crew members when she got off the stage, and pretty soon afterwards, there were some pictures of her collapsing into a wheelchair that were circulating online, and it shocked a lot of fans who honestly didn't know that much about her condition. So she was actually put on a drip at the hospital and posted on Weibo later that she said, "Chongqing, I've lost my voice, ha ha." But hopefully she recovers soon, because she will be the first ever artist to perform at the newly opened Singapore National Stadium on July 5th. So if you're in that area, or if you're interested in Stephanie Sun's music, definitely go and see that concert. This is a very good show of the dedication a lot of artists put into their work, and it's really admirable. She wasn't feeling well, and she still soldiered through it, and she took it like a champ, and definitely mad props to her, and hopefully she starts feeling better soon. So for this last bit of news, we're going to move to Korea, and it's a story that anyone who follows K-pop is rather familiar with. Sonyeondae's Taehyun and EXO's Baekhyun are now officially confirmed to be in a relationship. So it started with some photos that surfaced online, reportedly of the two on a date together, and their label, SM Entertainment, later confirmed that it was true and that the two of them have actually been seeing each other secretly for the past 4 months. Now, why do I mention this? It's because the fans went crazy. You take the two biggest groups in Korea right now, you take a member from each, and you combine them with some of the most crazy supportive and at the same time, just crazy fans, and then you have a recipe for disaster. Taeyeon actually posted a picture on her Instagram, and almost immediately, fans began swarming onto the photo and leaving a lot of hate comments, usually laced with expletives and saying things along the lines of, don't you dare touch Baekhyun, get your hands off him, things like that. And then they also said something about keep your hands off him, he belongs to Chanyeol. Chanyeol is another member of EXO. And if you're familiar with the Korean pop world, you know that a lot of people like to read and write fan fictions. And a lot of these fan fictions actually deal with something called an OTP, a one true pairing. And usually those are gay couples. So Chanyeol and Baekhyun are an OTP. And a lot of people were furious that Taeyeon was ruining that OTP. At the same time, Baekhyun got a lot of hate as well on his side because there were a lot of fans of Taeyeon and Sonyeoside who did not like that he was dating her. So it really is crazy what a lot of these fans have to go through and what these artists have to go through. And there were even comments, supportive comments now on Taeyeon's photos, and they said things along the lines of, you know, no matter what happens, I'll always support you. Don't worry, I'm always by your side. Which seems good, but once you really think about it, it's almost as if they're saying and implying that she has done something wrong, which in reality, she isn't. But this is the reality of the Korean pop industry. A lot of artists are actually trained by these companies to kind of put on a front and to put on a false face for the cameras, for the audience, so they remain marketable. And that usually results in no dating, kind of making sure that the things that are known about their personal lives are things that will not harm their marketability. So this is something that's rather shocking, but at the same time, rather expected. And hopefully, the couple will be happy and they'll be able to move past this. And that's all that fans who truly support them can really hope for. And hopefully this dies down soon. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. If you want to find out more about these stories, there are plenty of articles regarding, especially the Taeyeon and Baekhyun article online. So do feel free to go and search those up. And once we come back, we will have more music on Asian Wave 101.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101, and coming up right now, we have more music. So the next song is from a girl group from Korea that goes by the name of After School. and a little bit of a background information on After School. They are probably the only group right now that has something that is essentially an admissions and graduation style. So what happens is that members are added to the group, or they'll debut with a certain amount of with certain members. They'll go on, they'll add new members, and then at certain points, members will leave. So then the group debuted back in 2009 with five members: Kahi, Changa, Chuyan, Soyoung, and Becca. So it is now 2014, and the current lineup consists of eight members. A few were added in 2009 after Soyoung left. One more was added in 2010, another in 2011, one more in 2012 when the original member Kahi left and decided to go on with her solo career. So this song is from 2011, and it's called Shampoo, off their studio album Virgin, and it's the first song and first, I guess, studio project to feature the new member Eyoung, who was added in 2011. So it's a fairly lighthearted, very cheerful track, and that's coming up right now, After School, Shampoo, on Asian Wave 101.
I'm not afraid to
That was After School Shampoo, a very cheerful track to add a little bit of texture since we did have some music today that was a little more on the resentful, sorrowful side. But definitely go and check out more of After School. They come back every single time with a new concept, something a little different than what they've done previously. Definitely, definitely a very talented group. So we've reached. Now is the time for our Canadian Artist of the Week. And this week we have a hard rock band from Vancouver that is called Cry of Silence. It was founded by Eddie Lam and eventually evolved into an all-Asian band. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting Eddie last week. And definitely, they got some good music. So Eddie, if you're listening to this right now, hopefully you'll be able to come in for an interview in the future. I would love to have you on the show, and you can talk a bit more about kind of your inspiration or your band's inspiration for the music that you perform, all of that good stuff. So the song is from their album, Influence, and the song is called Running in Circles, and it's about a guy who doesn't seem to have found a direction in life yet. He's running in circles, but then at the same time, he doesn't really want to give up, or at least he knows he shouldn't give up, and that eventually all his effort will pay off, that he just needs to be a little more patient and to be able to find his dream. It's a very positively charged song, and that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
We'll be right back.
Cry of Silence Running in Circles, a very good Canadian band, and we must, of course, show love to our locals. If you like that song, you can listen to the entire album on their official SoundCloud, and you can visit their website, www.cryofsilencemusic.com, for more information about the band and find out where you can follow their other social medias and find out how you can get their album. Usually it's on iTunes, so you can go and check that out. Definitely support this band. Very talented, and we have to show love to our locals. Anyway, we're going to move back to the Chinese music industry with this one. It's by a singer that we've mentioned a couple times before. He goes by the name Xiao Jingteng, or Jam Xiao. We mentioned him before in a couple of Asian entertainment news segments, which we talked about his crazy, overly zealous fan who has been spreading some rather interesting rumors about him. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this amazing, talented singer, because he is definitely, definitely worthy of his shine. He debuted solely on his talent. He has no formal music training and he has no music industry connections at all. And he actually made his first step into the entertainment world on a singing show called 百万大歌星, or Million Dollar Singer, and he wowed the judges with his angelic voice, which was so powerful and so soulful. And yet at the same time, the judges didn't really see him as a singer, but they changed their minds as soon as they heard him, as soon as he opened his mouth. So this song is from his 2012 album 以爱之名, which means it's all about love, and the song is of the same name. So let's take a listen to the soulful stylings of Jam Xiao.
Bella 的寂寞，战斗的对手。
Jam Xiao, It's All About Love. Definitely a very talented guy. Like I said, he has no formal musical training, and yet he was able to teach himself how to play the drums and the piano and keyboards as well. So definitely go and check out some more of Jam. He actually is coming out with a new album very soon, and hopefully let's all continue to support him as he goes through this year-long battle with his overly zealous fan who's been spreading false rumors and just making life difficult for this guy who's just working hard to bring entertainment to all his fans. It's really selfish of her. So we're going to move on to the next track. It's by Jolene Tsai. Tsai Yilin. She is back once again with another song off her album Myself, and it's called Wu Yan Yi Dui, which means nothing left to say. It's an R&B ballad, which is a little bit different from what she usually does, which is usually up tempo, cheerier dance tracks. So let's take a listen. Nothing Left to Say, Jolene Tsai, coming up right now.
There is nothing left to say. 就算心碎，就算崩溃，就算难过，那么深邃。
Jolene Tsai, Nothing Left to Say. Another great track from Asia's dance queen. Definitely a very versatile and multifaceted entertainer. So we've reached the end of the show for this week, and I have one more track for you before I leave. And it's by a 7-member boy band from Korea that goes by the name of Infinite. And one thing that's always stood out to me about Infinite is their high synchronicity whenever they do their dances. They are a very accomplished group of dancers. So if you like Infinite and you like what you hear, please do check their official music videos and their live performances. But also, Korean artists tend to release, some of them at least, they tend to release two versions of a music video. One is the official version and the other is a dance version, which is focused specifically on the choreography. So like I said, high synchronicity, very good dancers. Go and check out Infinite for that. So that's it for this week, but do stick around because right afterwards we have an hour of Seamorg delivering your weekly dose of mythological tales and environmental stories hosted by Matab. So do stick around for that. Once again, thank you all for tuning in this afternoon. I'm Steve. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. Tune in next time, and until then, take care, everyone. Pick up, 이는 사랑에서 막